The Story of the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived together in a house of their own in a wood. One of them was a little wee bear, and one was a middle-sized bear, and the other was a great big bear. They had each a bowl for their porridge, a little bowl for the little wee bear, and a middle-sized bowl for the middle-sized bear, and a great bowl for the great big bear. And they had each a chair to sit in. A little chair for the little wee bear, and a middle-sized chair for the middle-sized bear, and a great chair for the great big bear. And they had each a bed to sleep in. A little bed for the little wee bear, and a middle-sized bed for the middle-sized bear, and a great bed for the great big bear. One day, after they had made the porridge for their breakfast and poured it into their porridge bowls, they walked out into the wood while the porridge was cooling, that they might not burn their mouths by beginning too soon, for they were polite, well-brought-up bears. And while they were away, a little girl called Goldilocks, who lived at the other side of the wood, had been sent on an errand by her mother, passed by the house, and looked in at the window. And then she peeped in at the keyhole, for she was not at all well-brought-up little girl. Then, seeing nobody in the house, she lifted the latch. The door was not fastened, because the bears were good bears, who did nobody any harm and never suspected that anybody would harm them. So Goldilocks opened the door and went in, and well pleased was she when she saw the porridge on the table. If she had been a well-brought-up little girl, she would have waited till the bears came home, and then, perhaps, they would have asked her to breakfast, for they were good bears, a little rough or so, as the manner of bears is, but for all that very good-natured and hospitable. But she was an impudent, rude little girl, and so she set about helping herself. First, she tasted the porridge of the great big bear, and that was too hot for her. Next, she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bear, but that was too cold for her. And then she went to the porridge of the little wee bear and tasted it, and that was neither too hot nor too cold, but just right. And she liked it so well that she ate it all up, every bit. Then Goldilocks, who was tired, for she had been catching butterflies instead of running on her errand, sat down in the chair of the great big bear, but that was too hard for her. And then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized bear, but that was too soft for her. But when she sat down in the chair of the little wee bear, that was neither too hard nor too soft, but just right. So she seated herself in it, and there she sat till the bottom of the chair came out, and down she came, plump upon the ground. And that made her very cross, for she was a bad-tempered little girl. Now, being determined to rest, Goldilocks went upstairs into the bedchamber in which the three bears slept. And first she lay down upon the bed of the great big bear, but that was too high at the head for her. And next she lay down upon the bed of the middle-sized bear, and that was too high at the foot for her. And then she lay down upon the bed of the little wee bear, and that was neither too high at the head nor at the foot, but just right. So she covered herself up comfortably and lay there till she was fast asleep.